That's right. I mean, the adolescent brain is a composite of areas that are more sensitive to alcohol and less sensitive to alcohol than adults. And amongst the things that the portions of the brain that seem to be very sensitive to alcohol are regions that are very important for learning and memory. The adolescents are very sensitive to alcohol-induced memory impairments.
I couldn't think of a worse combination. A teenager's memory and learning potential vulnerable to alcohol, but the teenager not feeling the effects.
So it's almost as if you've got to be careful when you see a young person drunk. They've probably taken more than you imagined.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if you ask parents, there's a big disconnect, because if you ask parents, are their kids drinking, they report quite a lower number of kids drinking than the kids are actually drinking. And part of that is because these kids are coming home and they're not acting, not looking intoxicated.
But if a young person comes home after a night out and they are substantially affected, they've drunk a hell of a lot of alcohol.